Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
I should have stopped this for you, Father. I'm stopping this one now.
Don't, okay? Let me finish. I gotta prove it.
Prove what?
I'm not a mistake.
I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind.
Sometimes I get up and run, I see guys, and I like to hang out. I see people in the car, they party, just came from partying and hanging out. I'm like, wow. And they're having fun in that car. You see a guy with his girl, and back there, I crazy. And I said, God, this guy's over there having fun, and I'm running.
Dedication, hard work. Dedication, hard work. I'm a one-man army. One-man army. The world can go against me. I'm still coming on top.
To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
I know you're going to have to do almost everything alone up here. You're going to have to go through hell, worse than any nightmare that you ever dreamed. But in the end, I know you'll be the one standing.
You must be able to see it, Mr. Anderson. You must know it by now. You can't win. It's pointless to keep fighting.
Why, Mr. Anderson? Why? Why do you persist?
Because I choose to.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything. Mm.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Tired don't mean nothing. Tired is only in the mind. You tell yourself you're tired, you're going to be tired. I don't get tired.
We used to think that nobody could beat Tyson.
This dude's mom had told everybody that her son was going to be Mike Tyson.
But then his mom died, and he decided he was going to Mike Tyson up for his mother.
Buster Douglas got knocked out. Nobody ever got knocked out by Mike Tyson and ever got back up.
It was almost a 10 count. He was stumbling. It was 4, 3, 2, 1. Ding, ding, ding. Saved by the bell. He goes to his corner. The whole world is like, yep, that's it. Once he comes back out, that's it. Mike's going to just hammer him. And exactly that, Mike Tyson came out like, I got him. I got this kid up against the rope. Listen to me, many of you right now, life's got you up against the rope. You can't give up. I need you to do what Buster Douglas did. Buster Douglas started fighting back. He had a decision to make. When his mother died, he could die with his mother, or he made a decision, I can wake up and I can live for mom. And he knocked Mike Tyson out.
Look at this. He knocked Mike Tyson down for the first time in his career. Unbelievable.
I set out a goal. I gave everything that I had. I poured my heart, my blood, my sweat, my tears to this game, and
it's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everyone would do it. The hard is what makes it great.
If you guys do not do that, I promise you, your life will haunt you for the rest of your days.
Now is the best time to start.
Not tomorrow.
Not next week.
Not next month.
Not next year.
You have to start right now.
This moment, now! Now, now!
So get out there and
chase your dreams. Find adventure. Fall in love. Take risks.
Because trust me,
it'll be worth it, I promise.
What is the best advice you've ever heard or received?
Spend so much time on self-improvement that you have no time to criticize others.
Trees don't hang around with the grass, even though they all started from the same place.
If you're a friend of everybody, you're an enemy to yourself.
There's no losing, only learning. There's no failure, only opportunities. And there's no problems, only solutions.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
If you always do what you always did, you'll always get what you always got.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start.
The fact that it is painful is the reason that it's working.
Never say never. Because limits, like fears, are often just an illusion. Thank you very much. Go forward, go.
What you do frequently becomes your frequency. So if you want to know your life, look at your habits. That's what you do frequently, right? And they add up to a rhythm. That rhythm becomes a pattern. That pattern becomes your character. That character becomes your life. You're not going to be able to break out of it until you change something about who you are.
I love the mentality that I'm just beating my competitors silently where they don't even know it. They're out partying, I'm out here getting ahead.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. Hard feels shitty. This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
He's the biggest man I've ever seen. I wouldn't want to fight him.
That's why no one will remember your name.
You need to put yourself in uncomfortable situations and uncomfortable scenarios, okay? If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. Let me say it again. If you do easy things, you will have a hard life. If you do hard things, you will have an easy life. As a man, you have to understand that we as men, we do better in environments where we are uncomfortable, okay? You put pressure on a rock, it turns into a diamond. You being in uncomfortable situations will bring the best out of you.
Don't make excuses. Some of the best athletes, the greatest athletes in the world, do things when they're uncomfortable. It's the best people who can overcome when they're tired, sore.
Hey. What is your deepest fear, young man?
Why I keep saying that? What's your deepest fear? What that mean?
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others. Sir, I just want to say thank you. You saved my life.
You're always afraid to take the first step because all you see is every negative thing 10 miles down the road. You can do anything you want. You are bound by nothing. What are you passionate about? What do you want?
Just get started. The longest time in the world is the hesitation between thought and action.
Some of you just don't understand. Some of you have been average for so damn long. You don't know what it is to do hard work.
That ain't you, bro. That ain't you.
So I sat there on that couch and I realized, man, I am a piece of shit. And even though the world helped me get here, my false reality helped me even more.
And it wasn't like someone came around and said, hey, man, you can do this. This is all me.
I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things.
If you even have this much savage in you, everything out there is for the taking. If you are willing to go out there and grind and work hard, you know, you got these people that don't want to go to work, they want to stay home, and these people that don't want to, stay home, man, and do your thing. Good luck to you. I wish you all the luck in the world. There's going to be a small group of hungry savages out there that are going to run every one of you over.
The worst prison in the world is having the talent and intelligence to achieve something great, but lacking the courage to go out and do it.
It doesn't matter about the past. It's today. What are we doing today? Are we going to engage now? And once we engage, we commit. There's no half commitment. There's no quarter commitment. There's no three quarter. It's full commitment. Once we engage, it's every day we engage.
Set a time to train, train at that time. Set a time to go to sleep at that time. Set a time to get up at that time. Don't tell yourself you need to do something and then don't do it. That's what I was talking about with Ariel. I knew in my head I was saying, get up at this time. I got up, I didn't get up at that time. Train at this time, I didn't train at that time. Don't eat this, I ate that. Don't drink that, I drank it. And these all just infiltrate my mental strength.
Just little kind of defeats.
Exactly, little defeats instead of wins. And it just culminates into, oh, and you just don't want to be here.
I know what darkness looks like. I know what it feels like to be alone with no motivation, no drive, no passion. For the first 20-some years of my life, it was just darkness. But if you are able to get up every morning, have no passion, no drive, no motivation, no and still get up with that kind of fire, you will be successful in life. I guarantee you that.
Here's the secret to my success. I stood up and did it again. I stood up and I did it again.
And I did it again, and I did it again all those many years ago. I did it when I was scared, and I did it when I didn't want to, and I did it when I was ill.
Say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
Every these scars we have make us who we are. We're not meant to go back and fix them. And there's nothing broken with you that needs to be fixed. Take it from an old guy who's made a lot of mistakes. Don't live your past. Live your life.
It's always you versus you. If you compete, if you're competing against other people, you're going to become bitter. Eventually, you'll become bitter. But if you compete against yourself, you'll become better. You know what I mean?
When it feels scary to jump, Ian, that is exactly when you jump. Otherwise, you end up staying in the same place your whole life.
To it! No matter the squalls. And when the time comes, you get the chance to really test the cut of your sails and show what you're made of.
While they're partying, you're working. While they're sleeping, you're working. While they're at the cinema eating junk food, you're at home healthy, eating organic food, developing your mindset. Why? Not because you're a freak, but because you realize that in order to get to the next level, you must be willing to sacrifice the necessities and the requirements to get to the next level.
You know what? Not today. Maybe tomorrow. Well, guess what? That's why it's so easy to be great nowadays, because most motherfuckers are weak.
If you play it safe, you're gonna exist. You only get to live when you take risk. Ain't no living in safety.
Practice any art, music, singing, dancing, acting, drawing, painting, sculpture, poetry, fiction, essays, reportage, no matter how well or badly, not to get money and fame, but to experience becoming, to find out what's inside you, to make your soul grow.
If you're serious about change, just know you're gonna go through some uncomfortable situations. Stop trying to dodge the process, because in the long run, it's gonna make you better. And don't forget that shit, you heard?
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose, to accept defeat. To learn to die is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
Yes. You know, if I see something, I see an opportunity, I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We only, you know, we're all going to die one day.
Yeah, it's true.
So we live like that. Live like you could die tomorrow. You know, go for it. We can read the quote once more.
Instead of spending time getting in the mood to work, just start working. People think they need perfect conditions to start, when in reality, starting is the perfect condition.
Being a winner is a curse. It doesn't matter how much you've won before. You're not a winner until you win again.
Let's go.
And again. And again. Nothing is enough. No one understands. And you never want it to stop.
And if you really want to avoid all the critics in your life, then do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. And you'll never get their attention. But if you are something and you're doing something and you become something, guess what? You get their attention. And that pisses them off because they can never be what you are now. So the only thing they can do to make themselves feel good is try to bring you the f*** down.
You know, it's going to be a lot of people out there that don't like what you're doing. They're going to call you weird. They ain't going to understand it. They're going to hate on you. But as long as you like what you're doing, that's all that matters. Keep doing you.
I hear everything that the crowd is saying. I'm destroying everybody that step on the court.
Bamba, as he's known as, the killer black snake, has the killer look in his eyes right now.
Take his heart. If you're hurting, you'll take his heart. No pain.
No pain.
No pain.
I think the easiest thing in life is to give up on whatever, you know, whatever you're focused on or whatever you're hopeful for. The hardest thing is to keep going. But we have to. Like, we have to continue to hold on. And I would imagine for so many people out there, that is probably the most difficult thing.
Believe in yourself. Don't fear failure. Dream big. Work hard. Stay positive. Enjoy the journey.
Learning is the beginning of life change. Some people want to start with motivation, but you don't start with motivation. But here's the best motivation we've got going. The proof of our success. When we bring our success stories to this platform, that's enough motivation. When we bring our dedication and let it show.
It's all about mindset.
Yeah.
You have to change the dialogue within your head.
I can't do this. Yes, you can.
When your mind knows it's not going to quit, your body will adapt to whatever is in front of it. So I hit you with this.
Don't stop when you're tired. Stop when you're done.
They say the greatest achievement of somebody comes right after their worst defeat. When they've hit rock bottom, hit the bottom of the barrel, they got nothing left. Everyone's given up on them. They've lost all their worldly possessions. They're dead broke on their back. It's at that point, guys, when everything's lost, that everything can be gained.
Focus and fail fast. Focus and fail fast. Learn quickly, try something new. Is the faster you fail and learn, the faster you succeed. You actually learn to succeed by failing. If you want to increase your rate of success, you must double your rate of failure. Because success lies on the far side of failure.
You know, I've been told I wasn't good enough since recruiting. I remember all the recruiters' names that told me no. I remember all the Elite 11 guys that got chosen over me. Well, you can accept the fact that people are saying those guys are better than you, or you can just keep working. That's what I did. I knew I would be at this point. That's exactly what happened. So I remember all that stuff. I keep a mental log of it.
Why?
I think that's just who I am.
I can see it even on your face right now. Those slights.
Yeah.
I found that nothing in life is worthwhile unless you take risks. Nothing. There is no passion to be found playing small and settling for a life that's less than the one you're capable of living.
It wouldn't kill you to try. You know, spending a long time getting a life you would actually want is about a million times better than getting a quick turnaround time on a life that you'll forever be disappointed with. You know, playing it safe seems just fine until you get to the last moments of your life and realize all the potential that you threw away and can never get back. And
say big on your next project right now at Menards. From mold and mildew to stains and hard-to-stick surfaces, preparing your paint project has never been easier than with Bullseye 123. Zinsser Bullseye 123 Primer is an all-purpose, high-performance, water-based primer for interior and exterior residential, commercial, and industrial applications. Say big on Bullseye 123 Primer. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I will never know from experience what that feels like, but the thought of that realization is haunting.
How old are you now?
I'm 57.
And if you were to go back in time and have a conversation with your 20-year-old self, when you were starting from zero, what's the best advice you would give to your younger self?
If a bird lands on the branch, does the bird trust the branch or does it trust its wings? And the clue, I've seen many birds land on branches, but what I've never seen is a branch break and a bird fall and die. Trust your wings.
Wow.
I think when it comes to desiring a life, looking at, okay, what is it that I want? You need to be very, very careful about what the process is in order to get the outcome that you want. Because if you want the outcome, but you're not prepared to live the life needed to get it, you're just asking for disappointment.
Yeah, well said.
I went from a very average thinking person, like just average 19-year-old,
yeah,
to get in, I don't like reading, so I literally got on all these TED Talks and on YouTube, and I just started YouTubing videos about self-belief and what does it mean to be confident. And what does it mean to be a winner? How do you become a winner? And I would watch hours and hours of Tony Robbins and Les Brown and TED Talks. And I like taught myself how to believe in myself and how to think that I was greater than just this kid that was a dropout, who never really had great grades, never really was the starter, never was the captain of a team. I was just always kind of this average person. And overnight, I taught myself that I could be great. And change myself.
If you make yourself more than just a man, then you become something else entirely.
Which is
a legend.
If there's potential inside of you, which you know is there, but you're too scared to tell anyone else about it, and you go on and on, get older and older and older and older, and the windows of opportunity start to close, and you knew it could have been given birth to, but you never did it. I promise you, it will haunt you. It's a living nightmare, dude. That fact that you have the ability to do something and you're too weak to turn the key and start the engine on it is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity or pain in the gym or sacrifice. All that is just nothing compared to a life where you're burdened by regret, guys.
What is your advice to overthinkers?
A quote that has helped me immeasurably over the last few years. It's something that hit me and it knocked me for six. And it's so simple. It's from a book called The Horse, the Boy, the Fox and the Mole. It's basically an illustration book, and it's these sort of like loosely drawn pictures all through the book. And one of my favourite quotes out of the whole book is a boy and a horse are in the woods. And the boy says to the horse, "I can't see a way through." And the horse says, "Can you see your next step?" And the boy says, "Yeah." And the horse says, "Then just take that."
Wow.
And it hit me.
Yeah.
All of the time, we look at the goal, we look at the future, we look at the end game, we look at how long a journey it is, and we feel overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Instead of that, just go, right, I'm not going to worry about that, because that will come. With each step, you will get closer to that. So I don't need to worry about how far away it is. All I need to focus on right now is my next step.
I know what's happening. You know what I mean? There's two things I've learned from these past 7 months. Number one is that hard work pays off. And number two is that dreams come true. And that's what's happening.
It's not easy. Ease is a greater threat to progress than hardship.
I think a lot of people that are hyper ambitious come from a environment.
And what is that connection?
I think it's probably wanting something better than you're experiencing and knowing that it's possible, that it's out there, and knowing the pain of living in the ghetto or the pain of being on food stamps, the pain of poverty. You know, that's a scary thought for a child.
Yeah, that's motivating.
Yeah, it puts a kind of fire in you.
The only question is, how badly do you want it, and are you willing to pay the price? Because if you are, and you're willing to pay the price and work toward it, you can accomplish everything on that list. And sometimes far faster than you can possibly imagine. The question is, how badly do you want it?
You gotta go for it, guys. You gotta say, you know what? This comfort zone I'm in is a danger zone. It's a danger zone because what is it doing? It's stopping you from your true potential. It's comfortable. I don't want to step out here because I don't know that area. Well, that area is gonna give you, you gotta risk it, right? And the reward is huge. You guys gotta risk it, man. Don't let anyone say you can't do something. Don't let your mind say, "Oh, I can't do it anymore," to your body. You can. You just got to push past it. We listen to society and what the normality, the average people are saying, "Oh, that's too much. It's too much." Too much for them, man. Not too much for you. So go for it, man. At the end of my life, my tombstone, one thing it'll have on it: no fucking regrets. And that's a good life, man. You ain't got one life. Why not go for it, right?
You're up 2-0. What's the story? Are you not happy, or you're only half happy, or
still to be happy about?
You're up 2-0.
Job's not finished. Job finished? No, I don't think so.
Okay. My brain cannot process failure. It will not process failure.
I don't even see. I can't. My consciousness don't even elevate that thought. It's not my nature to allow that to happen.
Nothing's ever gonna be given to you. Everything's gonna be earned. If you don't go out there and put in the work, you don't go out and put in the effort, one, you're not going to get the results, but two, more importantly, you don't deserve it. You didn't earn it.
People either survive in the jungle or exist in the zoo. Few recognize the significance.
Self-talk and visualization are the two keys to my success. I believed for that last time, 19 miles, I was indestructible because I took myself in that chair, crapping up my back, peeing blood down my leg, shin splints, stress fractures. I use all that for motivation versus negativity. I use it for motivation. I said to myself, who on this earth would still be going right now? You are. You are.
The Mamba mentality. What is that? What does that come from?
It's a lifestyle, really, and an understanding that every day you're trying to get better. At the end of every day, you look yourself in the mirror and you ask yourself, did I get better today? If the answer is yes, and you do that for 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, how much better are you going to be? And that's basketball, that's whether it's football, that doesn't matter. Are you getting better every single day? That's the question, right? And it's just taking small steps. You don't try to get it all done in one day, in one week, in one year, right? It's the process of getting better every day and doing that for a period of years that then create the masterpiece.
Nobody knows but you. You can't get advice on what you should do with your life. Right? Nobody knows what you are. Like even sometimes you don't really even know what you are. You got to take your shot. And it's like, as much as you want people to agree and you want the people around you to be supporting your dreams and all, it's not going to be like that all the time. You got to do it alone. And people will help you, and when you get the ball rolling, people will jump on. But if you don't believe, nobody else is gonna believe. People come along because your belief is so insane, that your belief is so strong, that makes people be like, yo, this crazy.
There's definitely something about the pursuit of goals being more important than the achievement of them as well. That Ryan Long told me this story where he says, there's three men on a ladder, one at the bottom, one in the middle, and one at the top. Which one is best to be? He said, the one that's still climbing.
Take the biggest risks of your entire life right now. Remember, you have time. You can get so scared, and you can be so easily lulled into the idea that good is good enough, that feeling safe and comfortable is what you should always be looking for. I want you to start to create this mindset of take.
Right.
They got too much fear. Courage is where it starts. Courage is where the shift starts.
Right, right.
Because the fear gonna be there.
Right.
But daily courage is how you activate yourself even when the fear comes.
Right.
Right. It's sometimes the fear of what's on that other side. Right. The fear of success and the fear of failure, it paralyzes people. It minimizes your vision. It stops your movement. It makes you think small as hell. It's your fear that stops you. Like, what's stopping you from writing a book right now? Insecurity? You don't think you're good enough? You don't think that's for you? Right? So when you talk about frequencies, the shift comes in saying that, you know, you have to be what you want to achieve already.
Yeah, I like it, man. What I like about it is I'm doing something I don't want to do. Every time I start doing things I don't want to do, I grow.
Yes!
That's a lesson that people need to hear and learn.
Discipline is doing what you hate to do, but doing it like you love it.
I love that quote.
Yeah, and that's what you have to do to be the best.
It's all about focus. I don't care who you are, where you're from, doesn't matter. It's having a focus and having a purpose. Right? You wake up every single day to get better today than you were yesterday. It doesn't matter what you are. You're a basketball player, a hockey player, a golf player, a painter, right? It doesn't matter.
Right.
Right, you try to reach your full potential by getting better every single day, and that's the quest.
But I want to tell you guys something to be mindful of. When you have a dream, the one thing you have to watch out for are those out there that will try to crush your dream. And you cannot allow that to happen.
5 or 6 years, I went every single day without missing a single day. I never got sick. I was in the water on Christmas, birthday, holidays, everything. It didn't matter. There was probably 100 days where I didn't want to do anything. I wanted to stay in the pool or stay in my bed and not get out. But those were the days where you have to get up and do something, because I think
the greats do things when they don't always want to.
That's really what separates the good from the great.
But then you get someone who has all the things, and that's how you get a Michael Jordan. You get someone who has physical talent, genetic gifts, the mind for it, discipline, consistent work ethic, and then you get greatness. But also mental illness. You need to be like Michael Jordan, with all due respect, is considered, you know, absolutely one of the greatest, if not the greatest basketball player of all time, but is kind of mentally ill. He's obsessed with winning to the point where he's an asshole. Like, he'll tell you, like, you just don't want to win enough. And he's right. He's right, but that, I've met people like that before. Like, they have to win at everything. They have to win at playing. They have to win. They're just winners. They just, like, they're obsessed with that goal of winning.
You should never ignore the way you feel, but don't you dare allow the way you feel to keep you from showing up. If you're overwhelmed, go to the gym overwhelmed and just try your best. If you're sad, cook a healthy dinner for yourself with tears rolling down your face. When life becomes too much, the last thing you need is to abandon yourself. I will never tell you to be distracted from what's going on with you. So please give yourself the courage to maintain the best version of yourself, even in the hardest moments.
My hero, that's who I chase. Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I got to think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
I take inspiration from hard workers, people who chase a dream, and people who pay no attention to what other people are saying. People who set out to do something that has not been done before, regardless of what people say. That inspires me. People who put their head down and walk towards a dream with true self-belief in their abilities. I am inspired by that.
My father could have been a great comedian, but he didn't believe that that was possible for him. And so he made a conservative choice. Instead, he got a safe job as an accountant. And when I was 12 years old, he was let go from that safe job. And our family had to do whatever we could to survive. I learned many great lessons from my father, not the least of which was that you can fail at what you don't want. So you might as well take a chance on doing what you love.
Listen to me, if you wake up in the morning and it kills you to get in the shower and put your clothes on, get in that car and drive to your job, you hate it so bad, get out. You are in the wrong place. You don't belong there. I'm telling you, you don't belong there. And you know it. You know you don't belong there. You're just scared to make that move. Is scary.
So how do you make the move? Do you put it at risk?
You walk out.
You walk out.
How many times do you have to hear, if nothing changes, nothing changes? And yet, somehow we expect things to change. You think you're going to get in better shape. You think you're going to get more money. You think your relationship is going to improve. You think you're going to get promoted. You think you're going to get a raise. You think the world is going to get better without you doing anything, but it isn't.
One time my mom said, you need to get a job. I said, I already have a job. I'm just not getting paid yet. And I'm working on my dream. That's my job. If I'm going to pay attention to my nightmare, I should be able to work on my dream. Well, one of them is going to take my energy. I would rather give my energy to my dream than my nightmare.
Everyone's like, oh, later in life, I want to do this. Later in life, I want to do that. Later in life is turning around, looking in the mirror right now. That's later in life. Be the now of what you want to be later. It starts right now.
You can't become the best version of yourself unless you're willing to neglect who you are today. The bad habits, the bad friendships, bad relationships, the bad ideas, the bad mindset. Because if you want to get to the next level, it'll cost you. There is a price to success. It hurts.
I've wasted my life hanging out with a bunch of guys just like you. And they all go away at a certain point. So I'm having my own little, okay, well, what have I done with my life so far? So far, nothing. I'm seeing what it's like 5 years from now.
Yeah.
When you turn 30. Yeah. When you're tune 30 and you're in this situation. And there was like one night where I'd stay up all night long. And rather than give myself excuses, I would look at everything that I'm f***ing up in my life or everything I'm not doing or whatever and just not give myself any f***ing excuses out. Just like nail it. And I would spend like all night laying out everything I'm doing that's wrong. And then I would spend the last 2 hours figuring out how I can change it. I decided to change my life.
It's called a life-changing day. The day you say enough.
Get up and go out. As long as you know what you want to do, you wake up every day grinding and just working toward that goal.
Reality is the more risk you take, the luckier you get.
And see, that way you can guess what the next 5 years are going to be like. Look at the last five. Because the next five are going to be like the last five unless you, major key, tomorrow, change it all. Or change a little, or change something. or don't change. It's choice time. You can do whatever you want. But it's nice to know any day you wish you can change your whole life.